This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
We are so excited to bring you the very first interview on Front Porch Swingers today with an amazing couple.
Super sexy podcast lifestyle couple. I'm very excited. Great time talking to them.
It was so much fun. So that'll be here in just a couple of minutes. But first, we got to talk about our awesome partners, Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy has been our partner since the beginning, continues to be. We just met a very cool couple on Cassidy recently.
We did, and we continue to. The great thing about Cassidy.com is you don't have to be in one of these, you know, metropolitan areas to be able to connect with people around you. If you live in a more rural area like we do, you can still find super sexy friends on Cassidy. Plus, you can check out, you know, events in your area. You can check out communities.
Yeah, like ours.
Like Front Porch Swingers, yep. Which is where we will be talking about any of our upcoming events, meet and greets, etc. You can find it there. Plus, if you're not already a Cassidy member, you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners on there. If you click on that banner and sign up with Cassidy, you will get 30 free days worth of all of the paid services of Cassidy for free. So yeah. You can check out all of the sexy people in your area before you commit to paying, but you'll want to pay because it's amazing.
It's well worth it. You get what you pay for, and it's an amazing site. Definitely worth it.
Yes. For those of you who are already on Cassidy, check out our community page for all of the information on our huge AVN weekend coming up in January.
Very exciting weekend in Vegas. Porn and sex toys. I don't think we have to say anything else.
No, I'm so excited. I'm more excited for the sex toys, but either way, I mean, you can't go wrong with sexy porn stars walking around either.
No, it's going to be awesome. And our very first meet and greet, which is going to be amazing.
Yes. So at the Perfect LV party, before the Perfect LV party being held at the Alexis Park Hotel, we are going to do a meet and greet and just hopefully, you know, not only meet some of you guys who have interest in hanging out with us, but I also think it'll be a great way for people who aren't super comfortable going to these huge parties,
right,
to kind of meet people more intimately.
Yeah, it's going to be a more intimate setting adjacent to the big event, so you can always participate if you want to. But again, just coming out to meet us, and some of our community folks are coming out. It's going to be a great time. Really, really excited.
Super fucking excited. Yeah. So the 25th of January is the night that we're going to the Perfect LV party. We have a link on our homepage at frontporchswingers.com where you can buy your tickets if you have not already. But it, I mean, if you're going to be in Vegas or near Vegas, you're going to want to be at this party. It's going to be a fucking blast.
For sure. And at the minimum, come by and see us.
Hell yes.
Yeah,
drop party by with us in Vegas.
Yeah, we're looking really forward to it.
Yes, we are. We also have a second interview coming up with a huge podcaster.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you too much about it, but we're really excited. I'm so amazed that we are going to be interviewing this person.
I still can't believe it. I'm a huge fan of this person, and I cannot wait to announce it. We're not going to announce it until the interview is actually over, but please stay tuned because it's going to be a fucking amazing interview.
Yeah, he's an interesting character.
Yes. And then we also have what else do we have to talk about?
Well, we're going to do our Christmas Eve podcast. We're going to release that, which we are really looking forward to.
Holy fuck, how did I forget that? This is like my favorite part of this whole thing.
Yeah, we've been working hard on this thing, and so have you folks. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for like a month now, but we are going to do an entire episode dedicated to you guys. It's going to be all of your stories. You did send us some questions, some of you did, so we're going to answer those at that time as well. And then there's just some comments we're going to share.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 100% about you guys. And I am so excited to do that because the whole reason we do this podcast is to connect with you guys. And the fact that you send us things in the mail, in our mail at mail at frontporchswingers.com, and you trust us with that is just, it's pretty heartwarming to me.
Yeah, I mean, all that intimate stuff that they're sending us. And of course, we'll be changing and altering names. But it's just amazing that people have opened up to us that way and asked us questions and really, you know, confided in us. It's great. And
yeah.
And so I can't wait to do it.
It makes me feel very connected to people, which is, it's very cool. So
that's why we started this.
Yeah. Thank you guys for those of you who have already sent us your stuff. You are amazing. If you still want to, we have a very limited amount of space left on the podcast, but we would love to kind of sprinkle in some more things. So if you want to email us your stories, questions, comments you want shared on that podcast episode, send them to mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. You can also DM us on Twitter or Instagram. We are on both at FP Swingers. And thank you in advance.
Yeah, thanks everybody for everything you've sent and everything you're going to send. We're looking forward to it.
You're badasses. All right, we got to get to this amazing interview.
Yeah, let's not waste any more time.
All right, here it is, guys. We are so excited to be talking to the hosts of another very hot lifestyle podcast that we listen to very regularly. It is Mr. Steak and Mrs. Tequila. And do you guys want to introduce yourselves and maybe talk very briefly about your podcast?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Miss Tequila.
And I'm Mr. Steak.
And we have the podcast Getting Into the Swing of Things with Steak and Tequila. And our podcast is just essentially a storytelling podcast that goes into our adventures and the lifestyle, the good, the bad. Sometimes I cry.
Right.
Yeah. Many times I laugh too much. But it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So I will preface this by saying you are the first couple that we have interviewed on the podcast period, let alone any of the lifestyle podcasters. And the reason we were so excited to have you guys on is because there were multiple times that we were listening to your podcast and Brian and I would text each other and be like, oh my God, you have to listen to this episode. They are talking about exactly what we are talking about. Or, you know, we would be listening to it together and I'd be like, oh my God, they are saying exactly what we've been talking about. So it just seems like you guys are very much on the same page as us. Plus, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm very turned on by your voices. They're very sexy. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like you're hard to listen to, you know.
Not at all.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for the kind compliments.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate that very much.
Too. We were like, oh my gosh, we do have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really realized it when we were, because, you know, obviously if you listen and, you know, some do, some don't, no hard feelings. We obviously have, I got a thing about single guys. Like I'm really on the side of single guys, but it really pisses me off when they do dumb shit to keep themselves out of the loop with us. And we were listening to one of your shows and you guys were basically singing the same tune we were when it comes to single dudes.
Yeah, I would love to pick your guys' brains about that. What is your interaction with single men and like where did your, you know, desires one way or the other come from?
Ooh, well, I think single guys, because they're so easy to come by, it's not one of those things that we search out often. But when we do, it's a lot of fun for the most part. I think the first time was definitely the best time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was so hot because that was that French pilot dude.
Yep.
And right. He was just, right? And now he's a good looking guy and he was very kind and respectful and just easygoing. And God, that episode was a lot of fun.
It was, yeah.
But after that, it's all been kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there, right?
It is. Well,
and then there was the whole gangbang thing, which was me dealing with a bunch of single guys trying to get that set up, which,
yeah.
Jesus yeah. fucking Christ.
It's like herding fucking cats.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's, yeah.
What were some of your struggles with that?
Them communicating, like being able to follow one simple piece of direction to do. Right. Following through, showing up.
Showing up.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing.
Yeah. Not being too creepy. You know, you can name it from everything. So.
Yeah. That gangbang experience was wild in the sense that you don't think it'd be a struggle to organize a bunch of guys, but holy hell.
Right.
It seemed impossible.
Exactly.
Well, so you know, and for me, you know, I look at it like this. I mean, you know, much like yourself, Mr. Steak, at one point I was a single guy. And, you know, when I was a single guy and I was out looking to date and, you know, in the scene, or whatever that scene was, the single scene, you know, there's a certain protocol you follow, right? You're respectful, or at least you like to think so. You're hospitable. You're well-dressed. You're well-mannered. You're well-spoken. You're groomed. You're a fucking gentleman. And like you said, trying to organize a group of guys, it truly is like herding cats. You can't get them to do anything that they say they're going to do for the most part. We've been through this, much like you guys have. It's a struggle to get, and you would think it would be easy to find a single guy or a couple of single guys to engage with a beautiful woman, right? Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
And it's not like we were asking people to jump through hoops. It's like, just follow simple fucking directions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like you said, show up. How about step one? Show up.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the hard stuff.
Yeah.
So difficult. Okay. So I have a question because we have a podcast that will probably launch before this podcast that is kind of a series talking about my new male playmate, which we are very excited about.
Very excited.
But I will ask this. What are your guys' thoughts on having regular playmates in the lifestyle? Is that something you're open to, or you're like, fuck that?
I think we're open to it with the right people, obviously. Our biggest struggle is just finding party people who can hang with us.
Right.
And so a lot of the times we'll be the one and done couple because it'll work in that moment, in that experience, but it's not something that we can replicate in future experiences. And at this point, we've only come across one other couple that we consider friends with benefits that we want to have multiple experiences with.
Yeah.
So if I can ask, what do you liken that to? Like for us, we're very much in a kind of a similar situation that you're in. We've engaged with and met with a number of couples. We've played with a number of couples, but we've met many more than we have actually had any kind of interaction with. And much like you're saying, the difficulty we have is in finding couples that we can continue to engage with, to hang out with, to meet with and party with. And that we just want to hang out with. Like, it's not just people you want to necessarily sleep with, but if you were to go to a concert or whatever the case may be, an event going on in our hometown, it's difficult to find that core group that you can do those things with. Now, for us, it's because we're in a small town. So we get that. There's a little bit of a kind of a curve there, learning curve. What do you guys liken it to the most? Why do you think that it's so difficult for you?
Oh,
because Miss Tequila is a picky bitch.
Me too.
Yeah, join the club. Holy shit.
That's what it is. I don't know how many times I throw my hands up and tell her that she is a mystery wrapped inside of an enigma. Like,
nice.
Because we go through, you know, all of our apps, you know, Tinder, Bumble, Field, Cassidy, all that stuff. And then kind of what she's into changes quite often, or someone that I think is going to be kind of perfect and this like great fit and like all excited to make that transition from like a Tinder conversation I'm having like over to Kick and introduce her and everything and just be like, nah. Right. And then there'll be these people that, you know, I would totally not think that she would be into. You're like, oh yeah, that, like, I have no fucking idea. Well, so that's one of the big difficulties right there, is I don't know. It's a moving target.
And I'm with you. Yeah. It's gotten to the point where, especially when it comes to single guys, like, you know, we just talked about it actually on the podcast that we're probably going to air tomorrow. You know, like the Tinder dilemma, you know, it drove Brenna crazy trying to keep up with all these single guys that were reaching out to her. So I finally kind of took that piece of it over. And I got to tell you, it's a fucking full-time job. It's a shit show.
That
whole aspect of it. So, much like yourself, it's, you know, like Mrs. Tequila, you know, Brenna's super picky. She wants what she wants. And trying to ascertain what that is not always the easiest thing. I mean, I think I have a pretty good core idea, but not always, am I going to hit it spot on. So let me ask this, Mrs. Tequila. Of course, I'm asking for a friend. What are you looking for in a guy?
Oh, so funny. So in a guy, I think on the superficial side,
totally,
there is the either no beard or a very like sexy scruff, because I am not into facial hair at all. And we seem to live in a state where it's filled with lumberjacks.
Us too.
And not just lumbersexuals, lumberjacks. I swear to God.
Yeah.
So that's step one.
That's Gucci suit, full on beard. Got it.
Right. Yeah, actually dressing nice. If somebody has a suit photo in their profile, then I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm perked up.
Yeah.
But just like really good grooming standards, right?
Right.
But then outside of the superficial piece, and when I'm looking at their profile or when we get together for a cocktail date, I need somebody who is going to be able to lead the way, because there have been so many times that I've had to be the party instigator and it scares the absolute shit out of these guys.
Sure.
That it starts to kind of hurt my heart a little bit, where I'm like, oh man, this is not going to work out. And I'm feeling really weird about the situation now.
Right.
So if there's a guy who has that assertive, confident, not really dominating kind of personality, but confidence,
sure,
then that's totally what I like.
Nice.
Okay, so to be fair, I have to ask Mr. Steak the same question, except about women.
And she's asking for a friend too.
Yes, totally.
So I don't really have... Wait, maybe you can answer this better, because I always say that I don't have a type, but then you've kind of figured out what my type is.
Yeah, I don't think you have like a superficial... physical type like I might have.
I'm not into like the big fake boobs, bleach blonde hair, like your typical, right. Like,
yeah, you're speaking my language, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, like at all. Mm-hmm. or not like super ripped and super, you know, you can have curves and all that stuff.
Yeah.
On the superficial side.
Yeah average body types. Exactly. Is exactly what, yeah, we like. We're definitely not into the hard bodies at all.
No.
And you are totally not into that.
No.
At all.
No.
But I think when it comes to the personality type, you like party girls who like to get shit started.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that is actually really hard to find in the lifestyle too.
Right.
Because it feels like half the time the women are kind of getting dragged along and they're not fully on board, or they're just really shy and don't open up.
Really?
So that's the other part of our challenges in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, because for us, and I'll let Brenna speak to it, we, I let her lead the way. I take the back seat.
Oh.
Well, and I think we seek out couples that are similar in that. Like, I think we're drawn to couples where the female is really the empowered kind of leader, because to me, that's super sexy. It speaks to an ability to really have a ton of fun with them. But it also speaks to our ability to connect with them in terms of what we have in common with them, because as much as Brian is kind of that dominant alpha personality, I am totally the instigator, and I am 100% the one that, like, you know, really gets the party started. So
for sure.
If
there's a lull in the action, Brenna usually kickstarts it pretty well.
Yeah, totally.
Those are our kind of people.
Let's face it, she's a troublemaker, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So if there's trouble to be had, you'll find her dead setter in the middle of it. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's not bad.
No, it's not a terrible bad. No, it's not a bad thing at all.
No, but I think that lends itself to a really important question that I want to ask, because Brian and I have been having so many conversations lately about, you know, female sexuality and how it relates to the lifestyle. So I want to ask you guys, from your perspective, and Mrs. Tequila, specifically you, what are some of the kind of pitfalls that you have fallen into in the lifestyle as a woman, either because of the perception that people have of you being a swinger and a female in the lifestyle, or other swingers in the lifestyle perceiving you a certain way?
Oh, that's a great question. I think maybe the biggest pitfall is that people don't realize I'm as picky as I am and that I will just fuck anyone.
And that's a big part of the population up here. So our town isn't that huge. We're an hour away from a larger metropolitan area, but there's, I don't know, 70, 80,000 people up here in our town.
Right.
So it's not huge metropolis by any means. And it's a lot of the white trash, biker, Harley crowd with a very low, what's the word I'm looking for?
Standards.
Here? Low standards. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, where you can just kind of like look at their profile pictures, and you can just smell the stale cigarettes and bad decisions and all that on it. So, yeah,
that's a tough show, man.
So that's kind of the, that's kind of the crew that runs mainly up here. Right. So yeah.
Yeah, and then they, you know, have their ways about going in the lifestyle, and we kind of feel like we're fish out of water in our area. Like, we should be living in a bigger city when it comes to lifestyle stuff, where there are people who not only like to, you know, wear lipstick and curl their hair and whatever, but it's the people who like to just party and dance. But it's just the, it's the dance aspect and the music aspect that means a lot to us. But aside from that, going on this rambling rant, it's the challenge is the expectations. A lot of people in the lifestyle will say that there are no expectations, but when we end up going to parties and I'm like, I'm not feeling like I'm going to swing with anyone, no swaps or anything, there's still a little bit of groping going on, some creepy butt grabs and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
I feel you there.
So... Yeah.
Yeah, it's it's unique, obviously. We share your pain in that. You know, we've had similar experiences as we've discussed on some of the podcasts. We get it. We totally get it.
Well, yeah, especially as a woman, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. It's almost like this idea that if you are sexually open or you're sex positive, that it means you want to bang everything that walks, and that's so fucking ridiculous and disrespectful.
And so far from the truth.
Right.
Right.
It's way so far from the truth.
Exactly.
And then combined with that, to have that entitlement to feel like people can come up and touch me just because I'm half naked at a house party.
Yeah.
Or usually fully naked at a house party. Right. Just because I'm naked and they're in a sexually charged environment doesn't mean A, I'm going to fuck everyone, and B, that I'm going to fuck that person who's touching me.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, we've had this conversation, Brent and I, we've had this interaction. We obviously, attended a number of parties in our, not in our immediate area. Again, like yourselves, we live in a small town, half the size probably of where you are. The difference being in our town, it's a level of affluence that kind of throws us off because it's so underground. People don't want to be outed in any way. So the folks in our town tend to go an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours out of town to attend an event. And when you get to these events, that level of presumptuousness, particularly as it pertains to the guys, geared towards the women, they just think because you're at a swingers event or because you're maybe, you know, somewhat scantily clad that it's okay to take some liberties, you know, to grab some, you know, grab an ass and grab somebody by the waist or, you know,
it just happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it just happened. And, you know, it takes a lot for me to kind of be okay, to not overreact to something like that. And that's the other, I think, misconception.
Yeah, you're not okay with it.
That's the other misconception is like the guys in this lifestyle, and Mr. Steak, I'll ask you, you know, for me, I enjoy the idea of swinging with my significant other, the woman I love the most in the world. That does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that because we're at an event, any dude gets to grab her ass. That makes me see red. And it's like, it puts me in a place where I would just as soon slap the guy and leave, you know? So it's difficult. So I'll ask you, in experience, have you had experiences like that? And how have you handled those?
You know, I let Miss Tequila handle them. I have a very long fuse. But when it goes off, it's not a good thing to be around. And actually, we just had this discussion when we record our last podcast, which we don't do ours as frequently as you do. So it'll probably be up in like a month or so. got some editing to do. We kind of went into depth about that, where I know that she can completely handle herself and all that. So I never feel like, you know, having to be the white knight and step in and puff up my chest and all that, because I mean, I'm a bigger guy, bigger frame and all that. I can be intimidating. I have a nice deep voice and, you know, whatever. Like, I could scare the shit out of people if I wanted to, but I know that, you know, that she can handle herself. Sure. So, and I never want to be that person that's making the scene larger, you know, blowing things out of proportion and whatnot. So I let her make that call as to when lines are being crossed and not being crossed. Sure.
Yeah. And I think the other part of that too, that we covered in the podcast that we recorded on Friday, the challenge in the lifestyle is that it is on the women to have these upfront conversations with the offenders who are groping, because in these lifestyle environments, if a husband kind of steps forward for their wife, then it leads to the illusion of a jealousy issue.
Exactly.
Or some kind of confidence issue.
Yeah.
Right. That's so true. I hadn't even thought of that.
Well, and we've had a couple of experiences where, and I'll tell you the truth, what this lifestyle certainly has done for me, not to mention what my relationship with Brenna in and of itself has done for me, has really taught me a little bit of, it's actually taught me a lot more acceptance. I am much less likely to fly off the handle at something much like what we're discussing than I would have been in the past. Not, and again, not as a jealousy thing, but really for me, it's more about respect. I talk about this at nauseam. If you want to engage with us, particularly if you want to engage with Brenna, the best thing for you to do is to walk up and introduce yourself as a guy, shake my hand and tell me your name and look me in the eye and just behave, with a level of respect and decorum. And it's the guys that can't do that I have a problem with when they take those liberties. But this lifestyle has certainly helped me to adapt and become much more tolerant of terrible behavior. I really have. Yeah. We've left events simply because of other guys'
Which
behavior.
Is both good and bad. It's good that you're not flying off the handle, but it's also kind of sad that you've had to tolerate more in that people should just, have some fucking self-respect for them, self-respect, but also respect for other people.
Not just common courtesy,
Yeah.
Right.
So that for us has been it's just been a struggle for us.
All right, so I have to change gears here a little bit because this is from Porch Swingers, and we talk about a lot of sex.
Yeah, and listen, we have a lot of sex, so
we do, but we also talk about a lot of sex on the podcast, and because of that, it's only fair to talk with you guys about some sex as well. So I want to know from each of you, what is the absolute hottest thing you have experienced in the lifestyle so far?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh. There's a lot, I'm sure. You're going through the Rolodex in your head, right?
We are.
the one that's freshest in my mind that was really fun was that apart from the unplanned orgy 2-3 weeks ago, something like that.
Oh.
Where, let's see, I was fucking this girl from behind who was eating out another girl, and then you had a girl sitting on her face.
Yeah.
A girl was sitting on your face.
No, I was sitting on her face. So I was sitting on her face.
Yeah.
She was getting eaten out by the girl that you were fucking from behind.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already turned on.
And that was like a Sunday night at like, 9 o'clock at night. Miss Tequila had been doing a boudoir shoot. And I went to go pick her up, I dropped her off and then just told her to send me a text when it comes to time to pick her up. And she said, hey, come pick me up and bring some condoms if you want. And it was like, okay. I was on the couch chilling, watching football and all that. I was like, shit, I got to shower real quick. And
nice.
Yeah, it turned out to be a fun night. So.
That was a fun night. Yeah. So that episode is recorded and in the hopper to edit. So who knows when the hell that will come out.
Exactly.
But that whole story will come out.
We'll absolutely listen.
Yeah, for sure. So Ms. Tequila, is that experience your height, the height of intensity for you as well?
No, it's not, shockingly enough. That was a hot night. But I think for me, the hottest experience so far was the time with our friends with benefits when he was able to make me come.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. So I just have this mental block in the lifestyle where it's hard to get out of my head in sexual experiences with other people because I'm always in kind of like a service mindset. And it's just really difficult to relax and be on the receiving mindset. And this friends with benefit couple, we had this open communication about those challenges, and he had the fucking patience of a saint.
He did.
And he hung in there.
He does. Yeah.
And he You made it happen. And I think that was an amazing experience and probably the hottest for me.
Yeah. Okay. Can I have a tie for mine? Maybe one was finding out our local friends with benefits that she doesn't have a gag reflex. Like that was amazing.
That does sound amazing.
Well, so let me ask this. It sounds like maybe you guys had, you obviously have you had different experiences and rightfully so. Do you guys, when you meet a couple or like you have a couple that are friends with benefits, do you play simultaneously within the same rooms? Are you guys in separate rooms? Do you play separately?
Yep. Same room, no anal. That's like our only rules.
Good rule. That's right. Yep.
Those are solid rules.
And the no anal is only because Mr. Steak is very well endowed, and it's a challenge to do that. And it takes, again, a lot of that relaxing and getting out of my head to be able to do anal. And that's something that I don't want to do with other people unless I trust them.
Makes sense. Yeah. Because we've done the like hall pass things. I travel pretty frequently for work and all that. So like we've each done hall pass stuff and it's just not as fun. Like I tell a lot of people, some people golf for fun. We do this for fun. It's more fun as a group activity with both of us, like, because half of it is watching you have fun, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's where we are. For us, this lifestyle, as we've said many times, is an enhancement to what we already have as an amazing relationship outside of what everyone perceives a relationship to be. Our intimacy it far exceeds anything that I think most people could wrap their heads around, whether in the lifestyle or out. And being able to enjoy each other with other people and experience that and see it and hear it, it's the height of eroticism for me to see that with Brenna, to share that. It's it elevates everything for us personally.
It totally does.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's super hot watching Mr. Sake fuck other women. But it ends up in my spake bank, for sure.
I feel you there. Okay, so that lends itself to another question, though, and I have obviously listened to your podcast episode, so I know the answer to this, or at least I think I do from what you've said on your podcast. But I would love to hear from your guys' perspective, and I guess the reason I'm asking this is because we've received so many emails from people saying, like, we're interested in getting into the lifestyle, but we don't know if we're doing it for the right reasons, or you know, we've talked about it a little bit, or I don't even know how to broach the subject yet. How did you guys really get started in this and why?
Ooh.
Well, it took a good 16 years of conversation for it to actually kind of start because we've been together forever. We have our 20 year anniversary coming up.
Congratulations.
June.
Yeah.
And we're young. So thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm 40. She's 38, so we were obviously 18 and 21 and 20 when we got married. So yeah, been together forever. And it had always kind of been a pillow talk thing. And then,
well, we did try when we first got married.
Yeah.
When we were living in Portland.
Right.
And Vegas. And that, first of all, we had no reason, no business to be in the lifestyle at that point in time. Because our communication was not on point. We were still super young and figuring who we were as people and trying to grow as a couple. So I'm so glad that didn't work out because that would have been a mistake.
Right.
It would have broken us up.
That's interesting. Totally. We actually heard that portion of the podcast when you guys were talking about an experience that really didn't work out for you. And you know, it spoke to us.
Sorry, go on, Mrs. Tequila. I want to hear more about this.
It's all good. The lifestyle has highs and lows for sure. But I think taking that time, that gap, and really building ourselves up as people, individuals, and as couples, or a couple, and then really just solidifying the essential skill sets that it takes to navigate the lifestyle. So then it was pillow talk forever. And then it was, I don't know, existential crisis, midlife crisis, whatever you want to call it, where we were like, life is not forever. Why are we fucking wasting time?
Exactly.
So we had adopted this live life to the fullest philosophy where we try to live a bucket list life as much as humanly possible.
Yep.
And this was part of it.
That makes great sense.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then, you know.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah,
no, it's great waking up in the morning and being really content with not only our marriage, but our profession and all of the amazing extracurricular activities we get to have on top of it.
Exactly.
And the lifestyle really just elevates the fun and the adventure and sometimes the drama.
Yeah, there's always a little of that.
We quite often look at each other and just laugh and just say our fucking life, because right. It's crazy. The situations we get ourselves in, the shit that we do for fun, you know, everything. It's just, it would blow everyone's minds if they really knew
for sure.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. But bottom line, it really is coming down to that tomorrow is not guaranteed. So live today like it's going to be your last.
Yeah.
And absolutely. That's why we got
excellent.
Into it.
And, you know, it really speaks to who you guys are as a couple. The idea that you have been together so long, had such long conversations about where you were headed in the lifestyle, and then of course finally dove into it. But you're so living such a healthy life along with it. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, I should say a lot of those conversations we have recorded, you know, because we started our podcast before we even had our first interaction.
Really?
With another couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We listened to podcast one.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed it. It spoke to who you know, we thought, oh, this is a very like down to earth, in touch couple.
Yeah. And it's so funny because we so often listen to the podcast. And like I said, we totally connect with you guys. And yet we were listening to that first episode and it's so completely opposite of our experience.
Yeah.
First of all, we've been together for a year.
A year this month.
Not 20. And we started swinging. We started talking about swinging and then actually started doing it like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. No, not wasting any time.
Much like yourselves, we have little time for bullshit. We just kind of, if we decide we want to do something, we agree on it. We just do it. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. We figure it out.
Yeah, but I think it's so cool that, like, you obviously are not the only people we've talked to about this in the lifestyle. We've talked to a lot of people who all have very different stories of how they arrived at the same conclusion. And I love that because it's like this lifestyle can be what you make it. And that's, you know, just awesome in so many ways.
For sure.
That's true. It is what you make it. That's why it is an individual experience for other people and a challenge to kind of wade through all of the searches to find the same people who are on the same page, because everyone's pages
for
are different.
Sure. Their books are entirely different for that matter. So what exactly. Made you guys, what made you want to do a podcast? How did you come to that conclusion?
Oh, that's a good.
I mean, we listened to a lot of podcasts. I mean,
oh yeah, we did.
I forgot who said that we had like a PhD in swinging before we even like started. We had like all of the book knowledge from it, but just not the actual.
It was the
hands-on experience.
Bliss Crew. Oh, that podcast, yeah. So we listened to Swinger Diaries and
Swap Foo
and We Got a Thing and you know, the Joneses. I mean, we listened to a ton of podcasts to really get that swinger PhD.
And then we watched every episode of Playboy Swing, which is should be so like hot. Required viewing.
It's a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
But I think for us, we decided to start our own podcast because the lifestyle elevated our communication. And we kind of felt like a podcast was a way that we were able to sit down face to face and really get into these intense, deep conversations. And then on the flip side, it's an audio diary.
Exactly. And we've always said we just do it for us. That's why, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like looking at our stats and seeing how many people listen to it and all that. But that's why we don't hold ourselves to like really a schedule anymore. We're kind of on the when shit happens type thing. So it's basically just a chronicle of our experiences.
Ooh, and it was also too the fact that part of the reason why we got into the lifestyle, when we're talking about that live life to the fullest philosophy, we always had said like we wanted to be the old people on the porch, on our rockers, or in the nursing home, thinking about like, remember when we used to do this?
Right.
And our podcast is kind of like our diary to get back into those days.
Exactly. For us, it was we had a different approach. And once again, much like we started with the swinging itself, the podcast was a conversation we had. And then I think very literally the following week, we were recording. For us, it was really wanting to, get the word out about who we were, what we were about, and what the lifestyle was about, and try to bring some awareness to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys can probably relate to this, but Brian and I are a little bit tired of monogamy being kind of that default setting. Like, if you don't fall into the monogamy umbrella, you are somehow a dirty pervert. Which, I mean, we totally are dirty perverts, but
in the best possible way.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily want to be thought of that just because we're swingers.
Right.
Yeah, no, we kind of bounce the idea back and forth about being less anonymous so that people can see what a healthy non-monogamous couple is like. And because in our vanilla life, we're the couple where people will say, you are our couple goals.
Right.
We want to be just like you when you grow up. You guys have an amazing marriage, an amazing relationship, and they have no idea what we do.
Right.
They just think that we're typical married suburban couple.
Yeah.
And
that throw raves and
Well, we feel the same
that.
Way.
There's that.
You know, a lot of people look at us because we are so engrossed with each other. And so in tune with each other. They don't really understand though what it is that is, you know, what they don't understand the behind the scenes and what, you know,
what's lying beneath the surface.
Yeah. What really drives us and how, why we're so close and why we're so communicative and why we have such a, you know, such a, unique dynamic. And it's really about the trust, the communication, you know, the love we have for each other. But it all comes from, you know, just being complete, you know, just being, in unison.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys can understand that.
Right.
So this was a flipping blast. I would love for you guys to take some time to talk about anything you want to talk about in terms of where can we find the podcast? Where can we find you guys? Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, I think we covered all of the fun topics. I can't think of anything that we did not cover that I'm like, oh, we have to slide this in there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to finding us, we're on Twitter, just like you, which is a great thing for the lifestyle. Actually, I think Twitter is a fabulous platform because you're able to maintain your anonymity and then really tap into this vast lifestyle community. So there's Twitter. And then, we have Snapchat, which is so much fun.
Yeah, we haven't tapped into that yet.
So, oh, I love Snapchat. Because we don't show our faces on Twitter at all. And I haven't really posted too many pictures of us on Twitter too much.
No.
But on Snapchat, it's a more controlled environment where you can see who you are connected with. And so we share
everything.
Everything. Nice. We shared snaps of that orgy.
Yeah.
We might have to gang
bang. And the gangbang. And our Friday night.
We're totally going to Snapchat stalk you. Awesome.
A lot of people do. I think that's one of our more popular platforms now.
Right. Yeah.
So we are Steak and Tequila on Twitter, Steak and Tequila on Snapchat, and Steak and Tequila on Cassidy.
And Reddit.
Nice.
Oh, and Reddit too. Yeah. Steak and Tequila on Reddit. That's about
awesome. Well,
all the places
thank
we
you
are.
Guys yeah. so much for talking with us. It's always fun to just talk to people that are kind of like-minded and, you know, not feel like we're total weirdos. Sometimes it's nice to have that normalcy, at least in a single conversation with another couple. So we appreciate you on that level, but also just being willing to come on and, you know, be vulnerable on our show. And we cannot wait to listen to all of the things that you guys continue to talk about on your show, because as we've talked about, we're huge fans.
We are huge fans. And we do at some point, we'll, and of course, we'll have to have that conversation privately, talk about some collaborative efforts. We really look forward to some more deeper conversations with you guys.
Sounds good.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for having us. It was a lot of fun. It's great to talk to other podcasters. I love doing that. I think the collaboration is amazing. And I think your questions were super fun too.
Yep.
It's got my brain going about our hottest experiences. We're like, oh shit.
Awesome. Well, a pleasure. Mr. Steak, so Mrs. Tequila, so it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks guys.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.